It brought us the death watch for Terry Schiavo, and then the final days, then final hours of John Paul. And now it reads its own obituary. I'm talking about Voom, and I'm saying its death is as important as the Pope's or Schiavo's. All three of these deaths are allegorical. Schiavo was a supplication to the executive decision, a prayer to the God of doing nothing. We couldn't, as a society, really make a decision and be proactive and say, Terry wouldn't want to live like this, so we'll take action. So we starved her to death, let her die of thirst, because inaction is better, somehow. When John Paul then refused hospital, he was praised as someone who showed us how to die. We didn't do well with Schiavo. In the wake of the circus of her death, it didn't take much to be a role model. And we forgot John Paul's years of inaction in the face of church scandal, attrition of the priesthood, and a dogma he would not change, even though it was increasingly at odds with a laity that attends church, but rejects what it tells them. Even the rosiest picture of Schiavo, from the far right's most hopeful expert witness, didn't paint a bright future. At best, she'd be a shadow of her once bright light. The Pope's circumstances were much the same. Which is why, as silly and inapplicable as it may seem, the withholding of sustenance for Voom is the real tragedy here, because this is the death of an infant. The start of a new technology needs to be nourished.
We take you now to the NBC television studio, where Betty Goodwin will describe the televised portion of this program.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are speaking to you now from the NBC television studio in the RCA building. The iconoscope camera is focused on this group, the television eye, which is a great black box on wheels, and the microphone hangs out of sight. And now the television eye turns to Mr. David Sarnoff, President of the Radio Corporation of America and Chairman of the Board of the National Broadcasting Company.
The announcement I wish to make is that an agreement has been reached with the management of the New York 1939 World's Fair, whereby all the services of the Radio Corporation of America...
How bright a future did television have in a depression? It would only get worse through World War II. It wasn't even like television sets were selling like HD sets are now in a steepening climb. But doing nothing is the thing we can all agree upon. And in a micromanaged and instantaneous world, there is this constant daily pressure that filters out risk-taking and creative solutions that depend on an element of chance. So Cablevision will shut Voom down because it's losing money, and the board members are afraid to be proactive and take a chance on the future. They might get sued for not being prudent. This country has its hopes in all the wrong places. Supreme Court justices in the Grokster case ask if inventors, whose hope is to find new markets and methods, shouldn't be responsible for loss of revenue to movie and record companies. While religious activists play Mel Gibson's Passion of the Christ on imported media players in the parking lot of the building where Schiavo's being starved to death. Shouldn't we give as much thought to our future as pioneers as to some activist manipulating instantaneous media by trying to take Terry Water? Shouldn't at least one network give as much thought to the moral issues of abdicating our media technology leadership as they do to the parade of tired hacks trying to hog the German-made lenses on the Japanese beta cams at the Schiavo Death Watch? Do we really like circuses that much more than bread? Maybe we're just too old and don't have the nerves for it anymore. We don't have the cojones that RCA did in the 30s when its radio patents had expired and Philo T. Farnsworth, who didn't work for RCA, invented the image dissector, which was found to be the prime patent on television.
The youngest child in the family of RCA services is, of course, television. This infant is not yet out of the nursery, but is now learning to walk and to talk. By the time the World's Fair opens in 1939, television will be greatly advanced. Whatever its status may be at that time, we propose to demonstrate to the public at the World's Fair the workings and the possibilities of television.
Instead of playing it safe and taking diminishing return on investment, RCA claimed what it didn't have and marched into a business that wouldn't be profitable for another 15 years after a world war. They could have gotten sued by the stockholders for what they did. In a world of Instapundit and Bloomberg, they probably would have. Instead, they got another 40 years or so of being the bastards only RCA could be until the innovation of Sony Trinitron's one gun shot them down. Today, RCA is a label affixed by a foreign corporation to electronics made in a third world factory. Ah, the fruits of doing nothing. You get to read your own obituary.
Cablevision's board of directors votes to shut down its Voom satellite service by the end of the month, but the board is also asking management to explore marketing Voom programming to other satellite and cable services. Cablevision is the parent company of Voom HD News.
One day, probably April 30th, Voom will die. The screen that showed us the Pope in state and the file footage of a straining Shiloh will itself fall to darkness. Another example of the easy way out by a society who showed the world how to lead, only to lose its own ability to do so. But that's just my opinion.